Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 4, Jesus talked to the woman at the well. She went and told her family and her people. And verse 40, John 4:40, when the Samaritans were come, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And they said to the woman, this is John 4:42, they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves. And what? Oh, that's that word, isn't it? Why are people bold? They're bold because they know. And why did they say they know something now? See, they heard her talking about him, didn't they? They heard her talking about him, and they got stirred up. But then he came, and they heard him for themselves. And they decided, yeah. We don't have to go through her no more. We know him. We've heard him for ourselves, and we know. Not we're thinking, we hope so, you just never know. We know this. Can you see that? We know, they said, that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. The debate was over. The conjecture and theorizing was over. Now go to 1 John 4 if you got that place. 1 John 4. We said four things you need to know, at least these things, to be bold. What's the first one? You need to know he's God and he's good. Secondly, what do you need to know? He's my Father and he loves me. Listen to 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have what? The more you find out about how much he loves you, the bolder you're going to get. Huh? When you find out how much God loves us, you get bolder and bolder. How in the world could you or I, who's made so many mistakes, who've come so short, who knows so little, who's been so ignorant, get up, march right into the very holy of holies, the throne room of God, like we half own the place, and say, Father, I come to get some healing. I'm just going to take me a load because I know you want me to have it. I come to take me some wisdom. I know you want me to have it, so I'm just going to take a bunch of it right here. Father, there's no way a human being will ever be able to do that until they know God is not glaring at them from off the throne, seeing all their sins and impurities. God is not glaring, ready to judge. You'd stay out. Right? For fear and discomfort. The only reason you'd come boldly in there like that is because you know he wants you to be in there. He wants to be close to you. He wants you to have what you want to receive. You have a right to be in there. Your elder brother is sitting on the throne right there. He calls you brother. The Father calls you son. He said, keep reading. He said, there is no fear in love, verse 18. Perfect love does what? Casts out all the fear. Somebody say, glory to God. Number three, what you need to know. Need to know this to be bold. If you don't know it, you won't be bold. He has forgiven me and made me righteous in Jesus. Condemnation, any guilt, any shame will make you a coward when it comes to God. Remember Peter in the boat when he saw the great miracle of the catch of the fishes? He's had the best day of his life thus far. He's been in the greatest meeting. He's heard the greatest preaching. He's been in the presence of the Master. He's seen the greatest catch. It's their fish. It's their money. They don't even have to work next week if they don't want to. They made so much money today. And what does he say? Lord, get away from me. Get away from me because I'm a sinful man. Sin consciousness, aware of your sin and your guilt and your shame, will make you pull away from God, not draw near to Him. It'll make you cower, not be bold. If you're thinking about your sins while you're trying to pray, you will be ineffective. Your faith won't be there. Your boldness won't be there. You got to know. What you got to know? Tell me again. What have you got to know? He has forgiven me, and He has made me right in His eyes because of Jesus. In Jesus. If you know He's not thinking about my sin, He doesn't even see my sin. While you're trying to talk to Him, you're trying to pray, you know all He sees is Jesus' rightness when He looks at you. Because you have put it on by faith. You've received it. And even all the sins you failed and failures you've had since you received Jesus, you acknowledged them. You confessed them. And He has been faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And if you're forgiven, you're forgiven. If you're clean, you're clean. And so He's just looking at you like you never made a mistake. He's listening to you talk to Him and pray like you never did that thing. That'll make you bold. Yes. Say it out loud. I know.
I know.
He loves me.
He loves
me. I know.
I know.
He has forgiven me.
He has forgiven me.
I know.
He's made me righteous.
In Jesus.
Jesus.
The Bible said if our heart doesn't condemn us, we have confidence toward God. The Bible said the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Who's bold as a lion? Not the guilty, not the ashamed, not the condemned. Who? The righteous. And by our faith in Him, that's the only way we are. And finally, if you're going to be bold, you got to know. What's four things, at least these four things, you ought to know? Tell me again. You ought to know He's God and He's good. Secondly, He's my Father and He loves me. Not I'm wondering about it, I know it. I know it. What else? He has forgiven me and made me righteous. In Jesus, He doesn't see my sin. I got nothing to be ashamed of in front of Him. Nothing. Nothing. Boy, you could preach for a year on that. And it'd be good. We need it. But you can just accept it by faith, no matter how you feel. And fourthly, if you're going to be bold to walk right on into the throne room and pick up something and take it away. How many understand? You come to my house. And you get on my Harley and start it up and drive away. You need to know somebody.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just get on a man's Harley and leave.
No, no.
Unless you got that relationship. And you know that it's okay. And you know they told you to do it. Right? If they told you to do it.
That's right.
I was at a man's house just the other day. He had four or five nice bikes there. He said, now, Keith, ride them bikes like they're yours. He means it. And we have that relationship. When you know God and you know what His will is. Here's number four. You know what His will is. You have communed with Him in His Word and by His Spirit. You have heard. You know He has given this to me. That's number four. If you're going to be bold to take it, you got to know. He has given this to me. Has He given us healing? Has He given us the Holy Spirit? Has He given us prosperity in the meeting of our needs and wisdom and strength? Then you don't need to bombard the gates and beg and plead that He'd give you some strength. What do you need to do? He's prepared a table. Oh, glory to God. There's people that I have a relationship with that are good cooks. And when they set the table and they say, come eat, I do not sit there and beg for potatoes. And mope and hope that somebody will notice me and put some potatoes in my plate. Yeah. When they say, everybody eat. Yeah, it's time to appropriate, brother. Yeah. Appropriate. Say appropriate.
Appropriate.
Appropriate. What does that mean? It's there. It's been given. Don't wait for somebody to push it down your throat. Receive.
Yeah.
Receive means what? Yeah. Take some. You're not taking it against their will. They told you it's yours.
Yeah.
You would not be bold. There's been places I wasn't bold. I just kind of sat back because I didn't know. I don't know these people. They don't know me. I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't know them. Oh, but when you know,
yes.
You know them.
Yes, sir.
They know you.
Yes, sir.
There's folks, I go to their house. I'll just say hi and walk straight through and go to the refrigerator.
Yes, sir.
And appropriate.
That's right. That's right.
Without fear of reproval or anything. Why? I know them. They know me. I know it's their will. Come on, did you hear now? I know. If I thought the least bit that they might begrudge me having something in there, I wouldn't touch it. But I know their will. I know they've given it to me already. How many times do they have to tell me? How many know you tell somebody 9 times and then they don't use it and they act upset because they're not using it? That's offensive. How many times have I got to tell you? It's yours. Use it. Use it like it's yours. It is yours. I give it to you.
Amen.
Well, talking ought to be done.
Yes, sir.
Conjecture and theory ought to be over.
Right.
Wondering about if it's somebody's will ought to be done. Now it's just time to go riding.
Yeah.
Time to go ride. Blow some leaves off the road. Time to eat and enjoy. Time,
time.
To receive. Yeah. Time to appropriate. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Stand up on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Bold to Receive, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303K. That's R1303K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.